Democrat-led House passes gun controls that wouldn't have prevented Uvalde. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 8, 2022. On Wednesday, the Democrat-led House of Representatives passed a gun control package that contained six gun controls that would not have prevented the May 24, 2022, Uvalde shooting. On May 31, 2022, Breitbart News noted that the controls were part of the Democrats' Protecting Our Kids Act. The controls were: those six gun controls were background checks for ghost guns, gun storage requirements for homes with minors present, additional penalties for gun trafficking and straw purchases, a bump stock ban, a high-capacity magazine ban with grandfathering clause, and a requirement that existing bump stocks be registered under the auspices of the National Firearms Act. On June 8, 2022, The New York Times reported the Protecting Our Kids Act began by being passed by a series of votes. The votes for the gun controls were largely along party lines, with a handful of Republicans, give or take, joining Democrats in support on each vote. Two of the early votes resulted in passage of the bump stock ban and the high-capacity magazine ban. Bump stockers were banned by the Department of Justice in March 2019, and the text of Protecting Our Kids Act noted that current owners of high-capacity magazines are allowed to keep them. The final vote tally on the Protecting Our Kids Act was 223-204. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.